I'm Donna.
And I'm Bruce. And this is Lyrical Wisdom.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Lyrical Wisdom, where we dive into song lyrics and offer heart-based wisdom through our interpretations. If you enjoy what you're hearing, don't forget, you can catch every episode of Lyrical Wisdom on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and more.
You can also find us on YouTube. Just search Lyrical Wisdom Show. Do you have a song you'd like to hear us shed some light on? You can email us requests, questions, comments to lyricalwisdomshow@gmail.com. That's lyricalwisdomshow@gmail.com. Or leave a comment on a YouTube video. We'd really love to hear from you. And all requests get an episode and a shout out.
So join us every Tuesday and Friday as we dig deep and deliver our wisdom. And thank you for sharing, liking, and subscribing to
Lyrical Wisdom.
Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Donna.
You know, it is so beautiful today. I know for me right now, it's fall, y'all. And it has been so beautiful. Just the breeze and the cooler weather. I'm really, really feeling so blessed.
I couldn't agree with you more. I'm feeling the exact same thing. I'm where I am right now. I just looked out the window and I'm just looking out at the sky, and it's so blue and so beautiful, and the sun's shining through those fall leaves. And oh my goodness, it is giving me such a beautiful, beautiful day in paradise.
I was going to say, how does it make you feel, Bruce?
Just another day in paradise.
Like you're in paradise.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about walking the dogs and just, oh my gosh, like just those beautiful moments of just being able to take a deep breath outside and
Fed my fish this morning, and I love just standing there watching them and breathing the air and just being with the love of Gaia that is so prevalent right now. It is a beautiful feeling.
It really is. It's such a beautiful, beautiful universal feeling of what I believe Namaste is saying as we say it to each other. It's just a completely beautiful acknowledgement of every day is a day in paradise, because the God within me is acknowledging that God within you. And I cannot tell you how much I am acknowledging the God outside right now, going, hey, look at this beautiful stuff out here. It's amazing. And I'm like, yes, it is. Screaming at the top
I was
of
just
my
thinking
lungs.
That, Bruce. I was just thinking, you know, maybe when I'm outside, I should do that. I should just look at the trees and say, Namaste. And look
beautiful.
At the fish and say Namaste, because you do, you recognize the God that is existing within all. And that's what Namaste means. The God in me sees and recognizes the God in you.
Yes. And for a lot of my friends, and you know, for us too, for us sitting here right now, being with you, if you want to say, you know what, thank you, dear Lord, for providing me with this beautiful day, boy, do I feel good saying that. And so I encourage you too, because if that's where it goes, you never know, that's where it goes. And just go with it. Just enjoy it. Have that day in paradise. Have it with, you know, your moment of feeling like there is a God out there that is unnamed, or maybe you want to call it Jesus Christ. Maybe you just, you know, however you feel in your heart, that is the paradise.
Right, right. It can be simply spirit or simply love. Creator,
Donna,
source.
Yes, Donna, and she introduced me and educated me on something. I cannot lie. And it is where the word inspired has its roots and where it comes from. And I would love it if you wouldn't mind just saying that real quick, because I think it is really what is going to make some of us feel like we can also incorporate that into our days of having another day in paradise.
Right. Well, for me, I just knew something inside me opened up that the word inspire is rooted in the word, like our most of the English language does come from Latin, and I did take Latin in high school, so but it means in spirit, which,
Yes.
oh, thank you, Allison. She just pulled up the word inspire comes from inspire, meaning to breathe into, to breathe. And for me, breath is source, is God, is life. So when it's in spirit, when you are
Yes.
inspired, you have that acknowledge that spirit within you that you have breathed
Yes.
in, and therefore inspiration to me is the forthcoming of that, the,
Oh
to
my gosh, yeah.
influence, to move, to guide, breathing life into something or someone.
Well, and we also have this beautiful display in front of us. Gosh, I wish you guys could see what is like a dashboard for us, because Allison is in here just giving us this awesome stuff. And so we're looking at the etymology. It's like a 50 cent word, but Latin origin breakdown, related words. The root spirite is the origin of other related English words like spirit. It's right
Well,
there. You
yeah,
just,
and
and
then
I
right
just
below
love
that,
that.
connection to spirit. The word
Yes, I,
spirit comes from the
yes.
Latin spiritus, which is breath or life.
That
It
is so
shares the
beautiful.
same root. So, yeah, for
Yeah.
me, inspired is in spirit.
Yes,
And, you
yes.
know,
And
I can remember growing up, sitting and being in that moment of inspiration. You know what
yes.
I'm saying? It's
Yeah.
the imagination
It
of
is.
play. Playtime, just allowing that spirit to come through and to move you into whatever is being, you know, thought of in the moment. Playtime. You know what
Yes,
I'm talking
yes.
about? Do you remember
Oh
that
my
growing up,
goodness.
Bruce?
Yes, I do. And I think that, you know, I just thought of something that, right now there's some very serious sporting events that are occurring. And the reason why I bring that up is because so many times I see some of these sports athletes come to the camera and the microphone to do an interview. And one of the things that they will say is they just say, I just have to give the glory to God, because they feel this incredible in spirit, inspired moment to be just like what you were talking about, to play. And it takes that imagination and that ability to play with things wherever it's coming from. If they, you know, they feel like it's coming from the Lord, you know, maybe some of us feel like it's coming from our spirit, our source. And that is that beautiful, beautiful moment of inspiration to explore our imagination and create something that maybe wasn't there before, but because we had that just complete splash of random creativity, it makes
Yeah.
us do something spectacular and magical. And that is such a beautiful moment that we can all enjoy in paradise. I love that.
Oh, and you know what? You all can enjoy too, because our Allison was inspired to create for each and every one of you a playlist of all
Yes.
of our, not all of them, but they're coming. They're continually, this playlist is continually growing of all of the lyrical wisdom songs that we do for you. This playlist is free and it's available on Spotify, and it's called,
Lyrical Wisdom Songs.
that's right, Lyrical Wisdom Songs. What a beautiful, inspired creation from Allison for each and every one of you. We are so grateful and appreciative for that. And
We are.
we love your request. Don't Don't forget that. You can get inspired and send us a request of a song that you would like for us to share a little lyrical wisdom on.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this is, honestly, everything that we are doing these days, we are so inspired. And that actually did, because there's another thing that Allison has been inspiring us to do. But, I got to admit, I feel like we're kind of growing up here. Don't you feel like that? We're kind of growing
Oh,
up
the
as a
show
as an
is,
entity. Yeah, we are just growing up. Like, we are doing the new and exciting and having our moments. But yeah, we are definitely having that moment, I feel like.
Yes. And that is what we have for you today, right, Bruce?
I think so. It might be a little bit something that, might be a little segue into the song that we're doing today. Yeah.
A very interesting, powerful song from a very interesting, powerful artist. I think in his time, he really, really pushed the envelope to make people think. Do you know what
I
I'm
agree.
saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He
A
and he
little bit of
used
a
it.
rebel.
Yeah, definitely a rebel, somebody that has grown up in their own experience, I feel like, and is much, much more comfortable with utilizing the platform that they have to speak to what their heart is trying to tell them to say, I think. And I love it, because I have a personal experience with this artist, actually, which is
Oh,
we can talk about
awesome.
at another time, really. But I do feel like that's what you were just saying. Like, this is truly, not only our growth as a show, but also an artist that has grown up through, their experience and
And I
their
think,
artistry.
yes, and I think a big point of this song, I'll say it really quick because then we need to get into the song, is that it was written in 1973, and I believe that was like the ending years of the Vietnam War.
Wow, yes.
A lot of us, there are people who grew up, had to grow up in this different way of living in which war was so prominent. You know what I
Yeah.
mean?
Yes, war and loss and protest and different opinions and just so much change. So yeah, I guess we could probably tell him what we're talking about,
Oh, yeah.
huh? Well, get ready, you guys. We're going to do Growing Up by Bruce Springsteen. Well, I stood stone-like at midnight, suspended in my masquerade. I combed my hair till it was just right and commanded the night brigade. I was open to pain and crossed by the rain, and I walked on a crooked crutch. I strolled all alone through a fallout zone and came out with my soul untouched. I hid in the clouded wrath of the crowd, but when they said, "Sit down," I stood up. Oh, growing up. The flag of piracy flew from my mast. My sails were set wing to wing. I had a jukebox graduate for first mate. She couldn't sail, but she sure could sing. I pushed B-52 and bombed them with the blues, with my gear set stubborn on standing. I broke all the rules, strafed my old high school, never once gave thought to landing. I hid in the clouded warmth of the crowd, but when they said, "Come down," I threw up. Oh, growing up, work it back now. I took month-long vacations in the stratosphere, and it's really hard to hold your breath. I swear I lost everything I ever loved or feared. I was the cosmic kid in full costume dress. Well, my feet, they finally took root in the earth. But I got me a nice little place in the stars. And I swear I found the key to the universe in the engine of an old parked car. I hid in the mother breast of the crowd. But when they said, "Pull down," I pulled up. Oh, growing up.
Wow. That
That was a joy to
you
read.
see, yeah, you see what I mean? Very, very
Yeah.
powerful.
Oh, that was a joy to
Yeah.
read.
I love
Just a
it.
joy.
Stood stone-like at midnight,
Yes.
suspended in my masquerade. So that right there, I mean, a masquerade, we all know, is something that you're not. It's wearing a
Yes.
mask. It's pretending to be someone else, pretending to
Yeah.
be something else.
Yeah.
And to stand stone-like at midnight. And what is midnight? Midnight is that point of what is all of a day and night pressed into one point. Do you know what
Yes,
I mean?
yes,
It's
yes, yes,
the
yes.
ending of the day or the ending of the night and the beginning of a day. It's that one moment of dark and light. It's that zero point that we all talk about, that, you know, point of being in that suspension of neither here nor there, this or that. You know, it's like
Yeah.
dark or light. It's
Yeah.
midnight. It's
It's an
not morning or night. It's midnight,
it
which is
it's such an incredible
fascinating.
yeah, such a thank you. It's such an incredible threshold. And I agree, like and it's I think that, as we think about the title of the song, Growing Up, I think it's a prominent feeling in a lot of us to feel like we stand stone-like in our period of growing up, in those periods of time when we look back. I was still growing, I was still learning, but I could, I definitely stood there stone-like because I remember in my youth, there were times when I just felt like I knew everything. And I definitely knew, well, I know now that I didn't really know everything. And that's okay, like that's a part of that's a part of growing up is to, embrace that feeling of trying to figure out who the heck we are and where, where we're going, what we're going to be, how do we feel, what is this, what is that, we're just trying to be. And so I love the standing stone light and being suspended in my masquerade because that's what it can become like too. You feel like you have to kind of give yourself a persona, be something that maybe is an act. It's kind of a masquerade ball, covering up our face with that little mask over the eyes and hiding kind of who we are behind that mask and kind of having that masquerade of, in enjoying those moments like that. And, then I combed my hair till it was just right. I feel like that's that part of it. We're preparing for the show, if you will. We're trying to show ourselves in a certain light because of that masquerade. And then, command the night brigade. I love that because I think that that then goes back to what you were just saying, Donna, where they stand stone-like in the midnight.
Yes, Bruce, I couldn't help but really focus on that for one moment. I became
Yeah.
stone-like. No, that standing stone-like at midnight is, for me, I could see the beauty in it, the desire to just stay right there in that moment of all possibility, in that moment of suspending your masquerade. Because in that moment, you don't have to be who you were yesterday. And you don't have
Yes.
to think about who you're going to be today.
Yeah.
Because it's not yesterday or today. It's a moment where you can, for me, that stone-like is, I just didn't want that moment to end. I wanted, you know, how when you carve something in stone, it kind of means that it's there forever. So I feel like, you know, he was wanting that moment to last forever because in that moment he was able to drop that masquerade. It was suspended for that moment. Do you see what I'm saying? And he
Oh,
could
beautiful.
just be. But you know
Beautiful.
what? We're in reality, so hey, I gotta comb my hair to make it just right. And I commanded the night
I love it.
brigade. Yeah, it's like because in that moment I knew who I was. You know,
Hey,
I had a moment where I was suspending my masquerade. So now when I put on my masquerade, I can command. I was open to pain. Yeah, who, you know, I can take pain, bring it on.
and crossed by the rain.
And I walked on a crooked crutch. Now, this is fascinating because I'm trying to figure out what he's saying. Does he have a hurt leg and he's really having to feel pain in this moment and his crutch doesn't quite work right?
It
And
doesn't quite
so
support him, maybe.
it doesn't quite support him. He's having to like limp and not go straight. You know, I strolled all alone through a fallout zone and came out with my soul untouched. So for me, this is speaking about that, you know, what we were speaking of war earlier. And maybe he was hurt in the war, you know, with his leg or whatever. And he is still in that place that was almost destroyed because it was a fallout zone, meaning, you know, there's crumbling buildings around. There's the life that I knew has been distorted, has been destroyed almost in a fallout zone, right? So
Absolutely.
this is also, I mean, it's not only literal, but when you look at it, like you said, in the other sense of growing up, everything, you know, my childhood's gone. I'm in a fallout zone now. It's been blown to pieces, right?
And yeah, and I love that. I love that, Donna, because there are certain industries that we live in today through the advancement of technology where you actually hear people say things like, well, I had to kind of break that thing and then rebuild it or fix it, and then maybe break it again and then rebuild it and fix it. And that's just the process that they go through. They, you know, in a way, they kind of, if you think about the fallout zone, it's like they enact the nuclear option to go back to a beginning where they can start fresh. And it you know, that's where I kind of feel like you know, that kind of alludes to. It's like I had to kind of go through this fallout zone and I came out with my soul untouched. I came out unscathed. And so, you know, because that is, I know people out there, and I encourage my listeners, tell us about this. You know, we all, I think, have moments in our youth where we feel like, boy, was I lucky to get out of that unscathed. And it might not have been that traumatic. Like, you know, it sounds like, oh, my life was in danger or something like that. It doesn't have to be that dramatic. It's just that I know we all kind of feel that moment of coming out of something with our, you know, our entire, our heart and our soul intact. And I love that, you know, because we do sometimes feel like we came from a moment in time in the past that was like us strolling all alone through a fallout zone. What a beautiful way for Bruce Springsteen to say it. And I hid in the clouded wrath of the crowd. I love that. I love it. And I think of that as, you know, I could kind of sit back and know that I had a different point of view. I had a different perspective, different opinion, however you want to say it. And when they said sit down, I stood up. You know, I love that phrase because there's just so much to that. You know, there's so much of a, you know, not necessarily always being able to speak up, but then at that moment when they're like, hey, you know, you need to sit down, and he's like, I'm going to stand up. I'm,
I
you
feel
know.
like he's like in the middle of a protest right now because it says, you know, in the clouded wrath of the crowd. In other words, you know, there's obviously some sort of anger or something going on. That's what wrath is.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, sit down. And he stands up. I love
Yeah.
it.
And
Love it.
I do too. I do too. It is a, you know, that moment of oh, growing up. It's, you know, when you feel like when you feel like you need to so strongly say something, and you know, people around you are following the Joneses, or they're just kind of going with the crowd, and then the crowd looks at Bruce Springsteen as he describes it here, and they say, you know, hey, you need to sit down. And he's like, no, I'm standing up. I'm standing up proud. And you know, sometimes I can say this honestly to my audience out there. There have been times when I stood up and felt very strongly, I am going to stand here and be, and I'm, you know, very confident in how I feel. This is what it is. Nobody else knows what I know. Everybody else is wrong, you know, and they're all telling me, you know, you need to kind of quiet down there, buddy. Sit down. I'm like, nope, I'm standing up, you know, and I remember those moments, and I look back on those things and I think, you know, there was a lot of wonderful beauty to that, but there's also a beauty in learning. And so I love that about this song, because that's exactly what it is. It's like a growing up learning process, you know?
Yes, and he acknowledges his
Oh,
rebelness.
yeah,
Is being a
exactly.
rebel by saying the flag of piracy flew from my mast, my sails were set wing to wing.
Yes.
So he, no doubt about it, he's telling everybody, my flag of piracy flew. I had a jukebox graduate for my first mate. She couldn't sail, but she sure could sing. I absolutely love that, Bruce.
Me
I
too.
can't help but go to like a Disney movie, like Beauty and the Beast, where there's a jukebox and she's singing. A
Oh, no,
cartoon
absolutely.
jukebox, you know, but that's what it is. I think what he is saying here is he is flying his sail. He's, you know, flying his own flag. And he's also connecting with sound, with music, allowing the music to kind of dictate almost where he's going because he
Yeah.
calls that music his first mate, you know?
Yes, I
In other
agree. And it
words,
is.
I'm sailing with sound, I'm sailing with the music that's in my soul.
Yes,
I'm
that is
not
exactly
sitting
how.
down.
Yeah. I love that, because that, you know, it really leads us to believe, you know, hey, this is a moment of, you know, we were, you know, we were in that moment, and we were proud of how we felt, and really felt very strongly about the way that we wanted to go, and we were not going to hide it. We were going to display it for everybody to see, like wearing our heart on our shoulder. And so, you know, I love that. I couldn't agree with you more. And I love how it goes on to put a
Because
little,
you got to
you know.
push the buttons, you know, for the songs that you pick. And he
Yes.
pushed B-52 and bombed them
Bombed.
with the blues.
Yes.
I love that. I mean, such creativity
Yeah.
in that inspiration. Really, really.
Absolutely.
With my
Absolutely. And
gear set stubborn on standing.
yes, I broke all the rules, strafed my old high school, never once gave thought to landing. And it's, I think that all of that is leading us to see, you know, the bombing them with the blues and my gear set stubborn on standing. It's just, you know, it is a moment of saying, leading us to see that breaking all the rules was just, it was a natural progression. You know, it was a natural progression. And to say I strafed my old high school, like, I mean, I understand that, because that's like strafing is like a shooting. And I believe it comes from an airplane.
Blowing up.
And so I think that, you know, it really is a, it's something that is saying, hey, you know, I was quite an impact during my time there, you know. And so I think that that's a, I really think it's a very eloquent way to not just say that, but also give such flavor to the time period and where the world was at that moment. Like we talked about, it was 1973. And so, you know, there were a lot of people that felt very strongly using these kinds of words, like wands, was definitely going to be encouraging certain emotions and certain feelings.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Bruce. I mean, when you look at all of this together, a B-52 is an aircraft that was used in Vietnam for bombing. And so he's saying, look, I push B-52, but I bombed them with the blues. In other
Yes, with
words,
music, yeah.
right, I broke all the rules and his gear. You know, when you think of going to war, soldiers have gear. They have to wear gear. And his gear was set stubborn on standing. In other words, he wasn't going to lay down. He wasn't going to sit down. He wasn't going to stop being himself and growing, you know. And then breaking all the rules strafed my old high school, meaning he just machine gunned it from that low flying airplane, you know. Never, because never once gave thought to landing that airplane. In other words, I just said goodbye to my high school days. I'm growing up. I'm a young adult now, and everything, you know, that was forced upon me in high school, I blew up. You know, I mean, that's what I'm seeing here.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. That's I couldn't agree with you more. It's like, and it's looking back, you know, it's a look back on those things, 'cause, you know, it's so beautiful at the very end where he wraps it all up and he says, I never once gave thought to landing, because I couldn't agree with you that more. Like, I couldn't agree with the way that you just
I'm flying
talked about that.
high. I'm just
Yeah,
flying away,
and it
growing
is
up.
something. Yeah, it's something that we all have a sense of, like, is this ever going to end? And then it has to, because nothing lasts forever. And I mean, there are things that last forever, actually, but there are certain parts of our experience that are not going to necessarily last forever. And because of that, you know, we are going to have to land at some point with certain experiences. But, you know, once again, he just gave it such an eloquent way of saying that, and then leads us into the next portion of, I hid in the clouded warmth of the crowd. You know, I love that, because, you know, that's kind of how we all can be. We can all, like, make ourselves that kind of that tornado warning siren, or we can be, you know, clouded in the warmth of the crowd. You know, you can ch choose whichever way you want to kind of put yourself out there. And, you know, but when they said, come down, you know, he threw up.
Oh,
Oh,
growing up.
growing up, you know. But then, you know, he says, work it back now. And I think that is one of the things where he's kind of like, okay, you know, now,
Gaining
because
some
this,
wisdom,
yeah, because
growing a
this,
little bit,
yeah,
understanding.
understanding and looking at it from a point of view and being able to have that perspective. Because, you know, then he can look back and say, you know, I took, speaking in the past, month-long vacations in the stratosphere, way up in the sky, way up high, you know, and you know, it's really hard to hold your breath. And I think, you know, that's where it's kind of that admission and that acknowledgement of the fact that, you know, there were times when he felt like he was flying high, and he also felt like he really had to kind of hang on tight and hold his breath, you know.
Well, I think what I love is in the chorus here, of course, in the beginning, it was the clouded wrath of the crowd. And now the crowd is beginning to accept him. In other words, he's beginning to feel accepted. I hid in the clouded warmth of the crowd. So he's beginning to feel accepted. And they're like, come on, come down, quit, you know, don't be so rebel lish. Come down. And he was, nope, I threw up. I just went back to my, you know, I'm giving it my all. But then he realizes, work it back now. And I think that is the month-long vacations in the stratosphere is him working it back.
Yes.
understanding that I can still be vocal and or whatever for my belief,
Yes.
and yet I'm understanding now that there is so much more and many more beliefs, because he doesn't just go to the, I don't know, space or whatever. He goes to the stratosphere.
Yes,
It's
yes, yes,
really
yes.
hard to hold your breath. In other words, I think that's a moment of, do I say anything? Do I not say anything? When you're in such a spaciousness, there is so much awe and so much understanding of all that is. You can't hold your breath. You have to breathe, because
You do.
it takes your breath away,
Yeah, and if you don't
right?
breathe, you're going to be overwhelmed. And
Yeah.
I love being overwhelmed, don't get me wrong. However, I do like to breathe too because I feel like that makes me feel like I'm grounded in that moment of being overwhelmed beautifully,
Right. And in that
And
moment, I swear I lost everything I ever loved or feared. I was the cosmic kid in full costume dress. So I love the way he's changed, Bruce, right? He's
yes.
grown
Yeah, yeah,
up.
yeah.
No longer is he in gear set on stubborn. He's a cosmic kid in a
He's,
costume dress.
yeah, he was that cosmic kid in that full costume dress, flying his pirate flag and extending his sail from wing to wing. He acknowledges the fact that he had lost everything he ever loved or feared. At least he thought he did. I swear I lost everything I ever loved or feared. I was, again, speaking in the past, he's like, I was the cosmic kid in full costume dress. Well, my feet, they finally took root in the earth. And whew, that's where I feel that rooted down in the earth, being grounded. But I
I
still
found the
got
love of
me.
Gaia.
Yeah, but he acknowledges I still got me a nice little place in the stars, and I swear I found the key to the universe in the engine of an old parked car. Like, so simple. It was right there the whole time. It's been there the whole time. I just took me a while to figure out that I could, be taking root and enjoying Gaia and seeing the beauty in these simple, simple things. And then you hit the nail on the head, Donna, because you had mentioned that he transitions from I hid in the wrath of the crowd, and then it goes to I hid in the warmth of the crowd, and now we have I hid in the mother breast of the crowd. Like, how much more nurturing could you possibly be accepting, And so I think you are right. The transition there is remarkable. It goes from the wrath to the mother breast, and from both sides are in complete surrender to each other, the crowd to Bruce Springsteen, and then Bruce Springsteen to the crowd. And that's so beautiful.
Because for him, well, for all of us, the
Yes.
mother breast, like you said, Bruce, is the ultimate nurturing of self, of
Yeah.
understanding where, total unconditional love comes from, and nourishment and protection. It's everything. When you are being, as an infant, having that mother, holding you against her breast, and you being able to nourish yourself directly from that breast, just the thought of that,
Yeah,
the
yeah.
total encapsulation of protection and love and nurturing from the crowd, which is, I feel accepted. And that,
Yeah,
too,
yeah.
as a human being, is something we consider important until we find that the acceptance is from within.
Yes,
And
yes.
that's what he says. But when they
Yeah.
said pull down, I pulled up. And I
Yes.
love that, meaning I stood up in my divinity. I said, here I am in all of my humanness and my divineness. Oh, growing up.
What a beautiful song. And I'm lucky because Bruce Springsteen happens to be my first name, Bruce. So I feel a very nice attachment there. But I was lucky being involved with a place that I used to work at, and where I used to work was invited to perform for our boss in the 1997 Kennedy Center Honors. And during that performance, we performed on the same stage as with Bruce Springsteen. And I actually have pictures of the groups of us standing around, and you can just kind of see my face around my friends' heads in the back.
Aww.
But yeah, I was such a I am so like lucky, and I guess it's a little bit of a humble brag, but I just wanted to expand on that to let, people understand why I would say that was a personal experience with this artist, because
Oh, yeah.
that is very, very personal to me. It was so amazing to be there and to listen to him, and to be I he came down the same elevator I was riding, and we took that picture with him. He was right there with us, and I gotta tell you, what an amazing human being. And so just
Wow.
like everybody else, just so excited to be, I mean, at 1997, he was so excited to be there. It was so cool. Like, I couldn't believe it. I felt so lucky. So yeah, I feel that. I feel that connection. And so
It's
I'm
also a
really glad.
beautiful moment, Bruce, of your life, of growing up. I would love for you all to share with us a moment of growing up in your life. What's something that you remember growing up? It could be from early childhood or teenager or young adult, like Bruce. It's, think about, because those are the moments that make you who you are. And everything about you is perfect, and it's the way it's supposed to be. And to have you all share with us a moment in your life growing up would be such a beautiful moment for us. It's like listener wisdom.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. It is such a beautiful gift. And so please feel free to share, and hopefully you feel confident and comfortable sharing us with that gift. We would love it. I was just
Yes.
thinking about the beautiful words of a friend of ours. It's April, who said, "We are all perfect. None of us are broken. We are all
Yes.
perfect, and no matter how we see each other ourselves, we really are perfect creations." And so thank you for that, Donna. I agree. And so yes, please share that, you guys, and you can send it to us an email. You can put it on our on the YouTube comment. You could, however you want to share that, please do.
And I,
And even
Bruce, for one, would love to share that listener wisdom. Once we receive it on our next recording or our next podcast, I'd love to share a little bit of listener wisdom with
That
the
would be
world.
amazing. Yes,
Yeah,
thank you.
yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly. And honestly, all of this is thanks to our lovely team member, Allison. So
Yeah.
thank you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Such beautiful inspiration.
Yes.
And I know you guys are full of inspiration too. So share with us with some
Yes, please.
listener wisdom.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you all so much for being here today and joining us here on
Lyrical
Wisdom.